T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Over 100 million records sold. I mean, legend, icon.
Sat up last night, read the book, Backstage Pass. And just a few months ago, I went with some dear friends to go see the final Kiss show, which Joel Stone, who was a little kid, had built his own Kiss set in the middle of nowhere, Kansas, in a carriage house. And we get 75 kids to pay $5 a piece. And they literally had kids under the stage shooting Lysol with flames. And they all, you know, lip sync to it. And they all had the makeup and the paint. And like, it was a thing. Like, now he does production. But when he was a kid, he loved it so much. So he was there. Jeremy, who owns the company DSS, had never got to see Kiss live. And so he went with his brother. And just, it was one of those magical nights where your friends get together and we watch the show. And like Paul flew right over us. And it was really one of those great moments where you just, life dissolves and you're back in that zone watching some of the greatest rock and roll you've ever seen.
Born January 20th in New York City, he overcame a childhood of deafness, an ear deformity and bullying to become the front man of one of the biggest bands in rock history. His name is Paul Stanley. The band is Kiss.
Stanley, how are you, man?
Boy, I'm loving that. You know, it's funny because listening to these stories about everybody dressing up like Kiss and putting on Kiss shows, in the beginning, it wasn't that different for us because we had, you know, pyro in clubs, but we didn't have, there was no such thing for us as licensed pyrotechnicians. We had an arsonist.
Sure.
You know, we had some guy who just liked to blow things up, so... Everything starts somewhere, and well, here we are together.
My friend Joel, you honestly put him on the path of his entire career. Now he's a fabricator and a designer for stage sets. Everybody from Tech N9ne, the rapper, to like Pink was just in their big studio rehearsing. And you literally, because of Kiss and his love of the show and how they did it and all the other kids in the neighborhood, he would get them together at like age 10 years old. And that's why he does what he does today.
But that's cool because... Yeah. In your own way, everybody can be a member of KISS. I don't mean everybody should be on stage doing what I do, but if you become a doctor, or if you become a street sweeper, if you become a fabricator, whatever you want to pursue and what you love, if you pursue your passion, then mission accomplished. So that's kind of what I try to talk about, not only in Face the Music, my first book, but Backstage Pass even more so, is the idea that you can achieve anything you set your mind to if you work hard enough at it. I had a tough childhood between being deaf on my right side and a birth defect and a tumultuous family life, but we all have it in us to choose to be victims in life or to work to succeed, and I'm here to tell you you can do it too.
I gotta tell you.
On top of that, look, we've all been in positions where we needed some advice or guidance, and when somebody says to you, well, if I were you, here's what I would do, well, that rolls right off me because I go, you're not me. You're a different set of circumstances, different experiences. So what Backstage Pass is really... is how I dealt with certain things. And maybe it can inspire someone else or give them some food for thought. But I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. I'm here to tell you how I lived mine.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. So, I thought it was interesting that you've had this success and this on every level. I mean, from fame to fortune. And it was still really hard with your dad. And the way the book opens up, and you talk about your father, like you were okay with him dying. In fact, you wished he would, because he was so unhappy and so hard to be around. You're like, he'd be happier that way. You didn't wish him any harm. But then the fact that you even, because it's there's a dynamic in this world. Sometimes I find that people with fame and fortune then instantly become super geniuses, right? Because they had success. But the truth is, you have to keep looking at yourself. And that's the hardest thing. And you still do. You still look in that mirror and go, who do you think you are?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think one of the great things is we have to realize that in life is fluid. It's supposed to keep moving. And where we were a year ago may not be where we are today. And the issues or tensions that I had with my dad in the past are gone. I'm blessed. My dad's 99 years old, sharp as a tack, and I'm just blessed to have him in my life, and I didn't always feel like that. So we work towards getting what we want out of life, and it's possible to get it.
Isn't it funny? He goes back to his apartment he grew up in, and it's true. The thing you pointed out with, in your little guy, everything seems bigger. But when you turn into an adult, you're like, this, how did we live here? Four people. Your mom and dad slept on a bed in the living room to get to the kitchen. If you woke up early, you had to crawl underneath the bed. You know, it's just a little place in Queens.
You know, I joke around and say, you know, you had to go outside to change your mind.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this place was tiny, and going back, I was just floored with how small it was, but it was where everything started. Yeah, my parents used to sleep on a fold-out sofa that blocked the living room, and for me to get to the kitchen from the bedroom, I had to crawl under the bed. So, but those are things that you look back on, hopefully, with some fondness, or, you know, even if things don't go well, as a child, you look at it very differently when
sure.
you become successful, and hopefully you get your life together. Success is only a great tool for you to find your way to where you want to be, because success alone doesn't make anybody happy.
No.
I think a lot of people find out they're miserable when they're successful because they're still the same person they were. Then the thing becomes, how do you get to who you want to be? That's kind of what Backstage Pass is about.
That's it. Look, and money's a great thing, but in the end, it's not your worth, and it's not who you are. What it will do is it'll give you the freedom to figure out who you are, and I do believe that,
totally.
Subscribe to that wholeheartedly, man.
Anything that gives you the freedom to explore and figure out where your true happiness is that's most important. Anybody who's figuring, oh, if I had this or if I was successful, I'd be happy. You're going to find out that's not the truth. And then you have to say, okay, now what do? I either get to roll up my sleeves and get to work, or I can put a needle in my arm, or I can put a gun in my mouth.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
That's right. You what? And let me say this, because in the book, by the way, is really good. I got to almost through it last night at midnight, and then I had to come into work. But it's I'm really happy, and I'm going to finish it. But I wanted to make sure I told you before we let you go that the show was so good, The End of the Road. And I'd seen you guys 10 times, so I went, am I going to? And I was like, yeah, of course I'm going to. And I went, and I was so glad that I did, because the show was phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, we said, look, we want to go out and raise the bar again. And anybody who had any doubts about why they loved us, we're going to put those to rest, because this, bar none, is the best thing out there. The band's never been better, and we're having a great time.
Yeah, and one of my great friends, Jeremy Dixon, who's the owner of that DSS Productions, had never seen Kiss in full glory. And so to watch it through his eyes, and that's his world, like he does production work. So to see the smile and like his eyes light up, like he was 10 years old again.
Yeah, no, it's I take a lot of pride in knowing that we're out there doing exactly what we preached all along, and we are who we said we are. And the show is phenomenal.
Yeah, you're going out the right way.
Packed arenas every night. Awesome.
And by the way, I'm going home to make some cacio e pepe tonight.
I'm sorry?
The cacio e pepe pasta with the ground pepper.
Oh, cacio e pepe. Cacio. Oh,
yeah, I'm definitely making it.
For everybody who doesn't know, that's like a real simple, usually like a spaghetti with Pecorino Romano and basically black pepper.
It's the best.
And a little butter or water. But, man, that's just killer.
When I was a kid, it was poor people's food, and now I'm like, oh, I remember how much I love it. It's fantastic. I read that, I go, I know that my grandma made that.
Well, of course, and that, now you have to pay through the nose, but make it at home, and it's awesome.
Yeah. Man, to even a better life, Paul. I got to tell you, you guys you're capping the legend perfectly. It's a life well lived, and the book's really good. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, man. Enjoy your pasta.
Take care, man. Paul Stanley, the great Paul Stanley. I didn't have time to tell him how much I loved Hard Luck Woman. Well, you ate the same thing, I bet.
Yeah.
Butter, garlic. There was either butter, garlic, salt, and pasta.
I had it over the weekend, just like
or
that.
Or you do it with pepper. Same thing.
Yeah,
same, just two versions of it. One is pepper, one is garlic.
I didn't know what it was called, but of course that's what we had as kids.
All the Parmesan cheese that you have left in the container, you just dump it on
that's
top.
That's right. That's it. And that was what we ate because we were poor. You're like, you got butter. Garlic salt doesn't cost much.
My little brother reminded me.
Yeah.
He's like, you'd eat that all the time. I'm like, oh, God, I guess I still do.
Cacio Pepe is that. And it's the same thing, but instead of garlic, use cracked pepper.
Oh, I love garlic salt.
It's super good, though, man. Ooh. I'm telling you, like, I was like, oh,
treat
I remember
yourself.
That. I'm reading the book, and he's, because he likes to cook for his family. Mm-hmm. And interesting guy, man. All the stuff you think you would know about a band, because all the years of being a fan, you realize you don't know, like, who he really is. Like his involvement with his kids, like, is involved with his religion or how he feels about certain things. And he and Gene are completely separate people, but they're both part of the same puzzle that are necessary. Mm-hmm. You know,
for what that is.
You need both people. And there's no doubt about that. Of course they know, yeah. You know, and they have very different views on stuff. No doubt, but they just let each other be because they're both, you know, you need both. Mm-hmm. You got to have an engine and a car. I mean, it is pretty amazing that they're going out like this. Most guys, let's face it, radio shows do it. They stay too long. And then you're just a weird old guy,
most,
right?
Most people.
Or band. You did it one too many tours because you wanted the money or it felt too good to hear the applause. You know,
athletes do it. Athletes stay a year too
then
long.
Then you have a crap year.
And you're not great anymore.
And that's the last thing. By the way, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Just so everybody's clear on that. Like,
yeah, you think I got
just so you
else
know,
to do?
We're here.
No, they're going to drag me kicking and screaming. They're like, you don't even get a rating. You actually
gonna
you owe us money.
It's either going to happen this month or in a few more.
Yeah, no, I think this thing could go probably till August. Maybe even September.
Oh, we'll make it through Sturgis.
I hope so, man. I like that free trip.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.